Rex Richardson is here from VCU and international trumpet soloist. Rex has been here before, but he's here to talk about a very big concert we have coming up next week at VCU. Thanks for stopping by, Rex.
Oh, thank you, Mike. It's always great to be here. Appreciate it.
Well, it's terrific to have you here in the studio, and I always look forward to your visits. Next week, we have this special concert with the VCU Symphonic Wind Ensemble, and we are also going to hear a special guest from the New York Philharmonic. I mean, this is tremendous. Yeah. Principal trombonist Joseph Alessi is coming down to play with you. There are four pieces that you have actually commissioned, three of which are on this program. Wanted to ask you first about these commissions. Four commissions supported by VCU, correct?
Yes, it's a kind of an amazing thing for us. It's VCU's Presidential Quest Fund, which has never been granted to an entirely artistic endeavor before. So it's a new thing, and I thought it was a total long shot, but I got great help from the folks in the School of the Arts, and we got the grant. So it was we were able to fund the commission fees for concertos by Alan Vizzuti, Anthony Plogue, David Sampson, and those are the three works we'll hear Tuesday night, and also a great British composer and friend, Andy Scott, who wrote a concerto for trumpet and brass band.
All right, and that's going to be premiered here after it has its premiere in England, correct?
Yes, the world premiere was promised to the Foden's Brass Band, one of the premier brass bands in the world, for late January, so I'm going over to do that premiere with them for the festival at the Royal Northern College of Music.
And we have some music to listen to. First, we're going to start with the Alan Vizzuti piece, which is Three World Winds. Made me think a little bit because my other career as a meteorologist, it's like, oh, this is kind of neat. Music and weather tied together. Tell me a little bit about the background of this piece.
Yeah, this is a really special thing to have Alan write for me. He's been one of my heroes since I was a child, and we've played together many times in recent years, so he knows my playing quite well. And he wrote it just drawing inspiration from the imagery associated with each of these winds, the Scirocco for the first movement, and then Chinook for the second, and then Cyclone from the third. And he's got me playing piccolo trumpet on the first one and flugelhorn, and then B-flat trumpet.
All right, let's take a little bit of a listen to Alan Vizzuti's Three World Winds. Awesome piece there. Three World Winds by Alan Vizzuti. Rex Richardson is here with us chatting about it. It's one of four commissions that he's done with funding from VCU, going to be on the program Tuesday night. It's at 7:30, correct, Rex?
That's correct, yeah.
7:30 at the Singleton Center for the Performing Arts at VCU. This has got to be a tremendous opportunity for the students in the VCU Wind Ensemble to perform with not only yourself, but with Joe Alessi. And this is something they're not used to doing, accompanying world-class artists.
Yeah, it's a definitely a different kind of project. And I have to give huge credit to Terry Austin, my wonderful colleague at VCU, who's given up most of his wind ensemble activities for the second half of the semester in order to put this crazy, amazing piece together by David Sampson. And I'm especially excited about the kids being able to play with Joe Alessi because he's a true world-class artist, and of course I'm very excited to play with him myself. He's been another one of these guys who's been a hero of mine since I was a kid, so this is quite a thrill for all of us.
Now, you haven't played with the Symphonic Wind Ensemble that often, I guess, because you're always traveling all around the world. Tell us a little bit about some of the recent concerts you've been doing and what you're up to.
Sure. Well, one thing I can tie that to these concertos, actually.
Absolutely.
I recorded the Andy Scott concerto, the one that's been premiered in England, a few weeks ago. We did it there down in the area, the Kent area near London. And that was a big project, dealing with some other workshops and concerts in England and Switzerland. The month before, I was in Tokyo to do the world premiere of this piece, Alan Mizzutti's Three World Winds, in the original version, which is for wind ensemble.
So this is a terrific opportunity to bring this music to Richmond as well, which I look at as a wonderful opportunity for our audience to be exposed to something completely new. These are new works. So working at VCU, what are your challenges in terms of expanding the students' horizons, you know, to the outside world as opposed to what's going on just right here in RVA?
Yeah, it is a big challenge. And a lot of it has to do with, you know, what do we bring to campus? And one of the benefits of my travel is just the number of people that I meet. Whenever I get the chance to try to bring a guest artist, I try to take advantage of that. Also, we try to make sure the kids are taking advantage of national and international opportunities in terms of festivals and conferences and competitions. So VCU is really great about supporting that and even providing funding for some of their activities.
As terrific opportunity. We've been listening again underneath our chatting to the Three World Winds by Alan Mizzutti, but we have two other pieces, one of which you mentioned by David Sampson, which you say is the most challenging of these works. Double Back. Tell me a little bit about this work, because this is the one, of course, that Joe Alessi will be performing with you on.
That's right. David Sampson, who is originally from the Charlottesville area, I was coming through town almost 2 years ago when we met up. He wanted to have some coffee, and he suggested writing this piece for me and for Joe Alessi, a large-scale concerto for a trumpet, trombone, and wind ensemble. And I thought that would be wonderful. So we set about trying to get funding for it, and we've set up a couple premieres of the third movement. This will be the first time that all three movements are played together live.
Pretty neat. And to bring Joe in, what's his feeling about coming into Richmond? Does he do a lot of traveling? I sort of am familiar with Joe from the New York Philharmonic, yeah. But he's got to have a really busy schedule. Does he do many of these school visits and opportunities to work with students?
He seems to do quite a lot. I mean, whenever he's not tied down with the Philharmonic, someone's trying to get him out of New York to do an event. And he seems very generous with his time and seems to be a heck of a nice guy, as well as a tremendous musician. So I think he seems really to be into it, and I think it's going to be a really fun hang for all of us.
I think a lot of people don't realize how much musicians pride themselves on training the next generation. The students are so important to all of these top artists. No matter how high you go, they're all willing to work with some of the students, and it's great that you guys are bringing this to the VCU campus.
Yeah, thanks. I mean, we all remember receiving that kind of treatment when we were students.
Exactly.
And learning it. And to be able to pay it forward, so to speak, to pass it on is a privilege for us.
And it keeps music moving in the right direction.
Yeah.
So let's take a listen to some of David Sampson's Double Back. This is the third movement here on 88.9 WCVE. The first That's just a taste of what you might hear on Tuesday night, the third movement from David Sampson's Double Back. Rex Richardson is here with me in the studio, trumpeter from VCU and all around the world. And Rex, not only are you performing with the VCU Symphonic Wind Ensemble and, of course, special guest Joe Alessi from the New York Philharmonic, you have some other guests coming in to play this concert. This is really quite something.
Yeah, it's quite a big event for us. We had the Brass of the Potomac coming down from the D.C. area, comprised largely of service band brass players, a really wonderful group, and also a new group called the Mid-Atlantic Wind Symphony, directed by our alum Aaron Noe, and that's going to be the group that's going to perform the Vizzuti Concerto with me.
And I know Aaron is very involved in education. He's been a teacher in the school system here in Virginia. So this is all about educating the kids and also getting the opportunity to perform these wonderful new works. I mean, what a tremendous collaboration here. We have one other work that we wanted to touch on, the Anthony Ploeg work, the Concerto No. 3. So tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, Anthony Ploeg has been one of my favorite composers since I was a kid. He was a wonderful trumpet player in his day, and has become quite well known in brass circles, especially for his writing. And we had got the chance to spend some time together, so I was thrilled to be able to ask him to write some music. And he put this together. It's his first major work for brass band, and I think it turned out really great.
All right. We've been talking with Rex Richardson, trumpeter from VCU, and soloists from all around the world about the concert that's coming up at VCU on Tuesday night. Principal trombonist from the New York Philharmonic, Joseph Alessi, is going to be here with the VCU Symphonic Wind Ensemble and many other guests. It is a ticketed event, and so you can go to arts.vcu.edu/music. That's a long one, Rex. arts.vcu.edu/music for more information on that. And you can hear all these commissions again Tuesday night at 7:30. Rex, thank you so much for stopping by, and best of luck with this project and many more that are in the future.
Thanks so much, Mike. I really appreciate it.